blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. Have a safe journey. Most of us are familiar with journey. It is an integral part of our daily living. Whether we are going to work, we're going to church, shopping mall, visiting family, it requires a journey of some kind. It might be a long journey, a short journey, or some of us go on vacation, visit the town, villages, amusement parks, and even in another country. Basically, a journey can be defined as an act of traveling from one place to another. As you know, there are so many different journeys, and it depends on which one you have taken or which one you will be taking. You can take your journey by walking, riding, and driving. You can even take a journey by an airplane, a boat ride, balloons, train, and many other ways and means. Almost all this journey can be repeated or taken many times over. For example, there is this particular town that I love to visit. I love it so much that I have journeyed to this city many times in the past, and I can't seem to have enough of it. So as you can see, almost all of us can repeat any journey that we have taken. We can repeat it many times over as we wish. But our wish and that of our loved one is whenever we take a journey, either a long journey or a short journey, our wish is to have a safe journey. This is a standard greeting when we are going on a journey. Everybody wants to say, oh, I wish you safe journey. Oh, you're going this, I wish you safe journey. But there's one journey that is different from all other journey. And this is the journey I'd like to talk to you about today. This journey cannot be repeated. You can't repeat it. It is the only journey that you and I know is going to end. But we don't know when it's going to end. As you can guess, it is the journey of life. Our destination is eternity. Our destination is not a town nearby or far away. It's eternity. You see, all of us, we are embarking on this journey of life. It is an epic journey in many ways. One day, our journey will end. When we leave this world or when Jesus Christ comes back, all of us, we are all sojourners. We are travelers. This world is not our home. We are pilgrims on a journey. Our home is in eternity. So it is important to have a safe journey back home to our Lord. Our Lord created this journey for us. It is important to travel with the Lord on this journey of life. Have a safe journey. It's arriving at our destination with the Lord in heaven. If you are traveling to a destination, there are so many factors that will determine your safe journey. Firstly, you need to know where you are going and how to get there. It will be best if you avoid an accident, unnecessary detour, and distraction. You need to drive safely if you are driving, or have a knowledgeable pilot to fly you to your destination. Can you imagine on your way to your destination in the airplane and the pilot get lost in the sky? The driver miss the road if you are driving. Can you imagine for a second the catastrophic incident if you cannot get to your destination because one of the distraction or another? Fortunately, in this journey of life, for those of us who believe, follow, and trust in the Lord, Jesus Christ is the way. He is the only way. He is our pilot. He is our ticket. He is our driver. As long as you follow him, you will not get lost. Jesus Christ said, he is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So you cannot reach heaven unless through Jesus Christ. John chapter 14 verse 6. No one can arrive safely to heaven without Jesus Christ. We need God in our life to navigate this world safely. Prophet Moses understand this when he leads the Israelites on a long journey to the promised land. He told the Lord in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 15. He said, if your presence does not go with us, don't send us to this journey. Because he knows that he's going to need God by his side in this journey. Without the constant and irreplaceable presence of the Lord, they will not make it to the promised land. King David's wisdom led him to say in Psalm 25, verse 4 to 5, he said, make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth. And teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, I wait all the day long. So without the Lord's presence, life is futile. Life is empty. It is the Lord's presence that makes life worth living. His unfailing love is better than life itself. Psalm 63, verse 3. That job promotion means very little if God is not in it. That large sum of money in the bank means nothing if God is not blessing it. It is not how much prosperity we have. It is how much of his presence we have in our life. We constantly forget that we are visitors in this world. One day, we will all return home. The question that should be in our mind is not whether we are returning home, because all of us, we are going back home, whether we like it or not. The big question is, which home are we returning to? To hell or to heaven? To Jesus Christ or to Satan? We are all immigrants in this world, waiting for our inevitable deportation to eternity. So as a traveler, the following point should always resonate in our minds and definitely in our life. Number one, travelers are not diverted from their objectives, from their goal. from their aim, from their prayer, which is to get back home safely. In this life, you may encounter very nice things or very terrible things. During this journey, you may encounter different problems and obstacles. But don't let it distract you from returning home safely. Number two, as a traveler, it is wise to hold the things of this world loosely. Don't hold so tight to anything in this world. You know, we should desire God and heaven more than the sins, the comfort, and the enjoyment of this life. Our hearts ought to be loose to things of this world so that we may cheerfully part with them whenever God calls us home. I like what one author wrote. He wrote that we should be endeavoring to come nearer to heaven in being more heavenly, becoming more and more like inhabitants of heaven in respect of holiness and conformity to God and the knowledge of God and Christ. I think I like that. Number three, travelers should not be satisfied with anything less than God. God is the highest good for all of us. And is the enjoyment of Him is the only happiness which our souls can be satisfied. Going to heaven to fully enjoy God is infinitely better than any of the most pleasant experience you can have in this world. Brethren, in the midst of the storm of life, we should not forget the promises of God. God has promised you and I that we will be brought safely through this life. We will reach our journey's end in Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 said, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 41, verse 10 said, Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Wow, that's a great promise. John chapter 10, verse 27 to 28 said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they will never, never perish, and no one will snatch them of my hand. Philippians again, chapter 4, verse 19 said, My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, He will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, in the middle of the biggest storms of life, the shipwrecks, the starless night, the rainy day, the sunless day of life, we don't know how God will save us, but we trust in His promise. We trust He will save us. God never once failed to keep His promise. May the Lord remember you for good. May the Lord order your step in this world. I wish you a safe journey. Thank you for listening to this short message. May the Lord bless you and favor you. May the joy, peace, and salvation of Jesus Christ be with you and your family. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakutami of Faith Wallet Ministry. Share this message if you are blessed. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel where you can watch all our messages and you can share them. Like us on our Facebook page. Every day we put inspiration, words of God, on our Facebook page. So like us on our Facebook page, Faith Wallet Ministry. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you. Thank you.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.